Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Whoa, we're at Wednesday already. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Tommy Baby, and Mike Posner, and cooler than me. That'd get annoying, wouldn't it? It's 4:08. Thank you, Gregory, with your official chart update.
Right.
It's going to be a good one today, I can feel it. It's Wednesday, it's home time. I've got my organic lemongrass, ginger and Armia fruit tea. One that doesn't speak's got his pizza, we're ready to go.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Becky's here, look everybody, Becky's here.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
I did big arms then, like I was presenting
jumped
myself.
Jumped out of a cake.
Yeah.
Now, yesterday,
no,
you...
I'd never jump out of a cake, because I'd blates eat it from the outside, from the inside out.
True that.
So by the time I got to jump out of it, it would just be like two crumbs on the
floor. Half of it. Yesterday, you were annoying Matt Fincham.
Yes, I was. It was brilliant.
How were you doing that?
I was sitting next to him whilst he was on very important phone calls, just generally being annoying.
Yeah.
By every time he said hello, I'd say hello and pretend I was the person on the other end of the phone.
We got quite a lot of emails about this yesterday and stuff on our Facebook. A lot of people do this with, let's say, their dads. You know, your dad's on an important business call in the house. You stand next to him and pretend he's talking to you and have a conversation with him. Gets really annoying really quickly for them. Here's another one you did while stood next to Matt Fincham. He answers the phone yesterday. You answer him, thinking he's talking to you.
Radio 1.
Hey, sexy.
You all right?
Not really. I can't stop thinking about you, Matt, after last night.
What?
Our night of passion, Matt. You can't have forgotten already.
It's Becky Huxtable. Just ignore her. I wouldn't class myself as a friend, but I'd say we're more colleagues.
I'd say we're more lovers.
What?
You must remember what happened.
Yes, I do, yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
South London.
Is that a euphemism?
No. No. I don't have a car, no.
Whose car were we in last night, then?
Why do you want to know?
Because I left my socks in the back
what,
seat.
What is this survey in aid of? Oh. What? Do you know what? I actually... I've got a phone call. I've got to answer. I'm sorry, my dear. Bye.
I just want my socks back, Matt.
Oh, God.
Now, I think that was quite a good one.
He was quite annoyed yesterday, but that is the idea of the game, because it's called Annoying Matt Fincham. And it works, generally.
Mm-hmm.
Today, he got you back, didn't he?
No. Did he?
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
He did.
No, he didn't. Have you forgotten to do it?
No.
I don't. No, he hasn't.
You really don't know how he's got you back, do you? You don't understand it.
Has it happened already today?
Yes, it has.
No, then. Normal day.
Right.
Nothing, because his are rubbish.
You honestly don't get it, do you?
No, I think...
Okay.
No.
Well, maybe the listeners will. After 4:30 on Radio 1.
No, I went on a course this morning, made the podcast, and then just edited some bits.
Yeah. It's already happened.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can we just listen back to the end of that Matt Fincham call there, please? Just something I've noticed.
Do you know what? I've got a phone call I've got to answer. I'm sorry, my dear.
Does he call everyone that? I'm sorry, my dear. I'm sorry, my love. 40 of those. You still haven't worked out, Becky, how Matt Fincham's got you back today, have you? At all?
No.
I'm enjoying this.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's this?
It's Holly.
What's so funny, Holly?
Hey.
What's funny, huh?
Spent the whole day at college watching all of the R. Kelly Trapped in the Closet videos.
Is this because what we did yesterday?
Yep.
So who was watching him in college today?
Me, Fred, Emma and Morgan.
We were talking about this yesterday. Becky had never heard the song Trapped in the Closet by R. Kelly, which is one of the funniest songs ever made because it's not supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
So you watched the videos, right?
Yep.
How many did you get through?
20, and we've got 3 to go.
Oh, only 3 to go then?
Yeah.
Don't tell me what happens. Don't do a plot spoiler because loads of people are waiting to hear the next instalment.
Yep, won't do.
Are you going to be listening after 6?
Yep, will do.
We're going to do the next bit of R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet.
Yeah.
It's just got to the point where the husband of the lady that R happened to be in the room with has just opened the closet door. But we don't know what happens after that. So we're going to get to part two after 6 o'clock. Make sure you're listening, Holly.
Will do.
Give me a high five.
Wait a second. Is this
I'm glad that we managed to fill your college day today.
Thanks.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, yesterday, wow. Becky was annoying Matt Fincham. Today, he got his own back. But you still don't know how that happened.
No.
Let's find out.
I'm annoying Becky.
He's annoying Becky.
I'm sorry, but it's true. I'm annoying Becky.
He's annoying Becky.
Just be glad it isn't you. I'm annoying Becky, on the bed, on the floor, on a towel, by the door, in the tub, in the car, up against the minibar.
I think it's my favourite when you both sing it.
Can we get a different theme? I'm not sure that theme is working for me.
It new theme, new year?
It makes me go a bit shivery when I hear it.
Now, you still don't know how Matt Fincham got you back today, do you?
No, and I have been trying to think, but no, I can't.
Think about what's happened in your day today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was delayed on the train on the way in, then I had to go to a course.
Yeah, what about later? Retrace all your steps.
And then I got back, I got some lunch, I made the podcast.
Did you have to call anyone back at any point?
Yes. There was a post-it on my desk and...
Yeah. Was there a post-it on your desk, maybe in Matt Fincham's handwriting?
I wouldn't know what his handwriting... Was that his post-it?
Could be.
Right.
Now...
What was funny about that?
Okay. So the person you called was from the page 3 desk, right?
Mm.
What's page 3?
Part of the sun.
Yeah. It's the page where the ladies talk about the news events of the day.
Yeah.
And get their boobies up.
Yeah.
And what happened when you called them up?
Well, they weren't there, so I just left a message.
All right, let's hear that, shall we?
You're through to the page 3 desk. I'm sorry I'm not around to take your call, but we're currently out on a photo shoot. If you'd like to leave your name and message after the tone, we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Oh. Hi, this is a message for Gloria Smellens. It's Becky from Radio 1. I've got a post-it to say to call you. My number is 020-5...
Oh.
Speak to you soon. Bye.
Oh, I thought we hadn't bleeped out your work number for a minute.
Yes, so did I.
Ooh. No? Not getting that.
No.
Okay, so you were ringing the page 3 desk. They weren't there.
Yeah.
You're through to the page 3 desk.
There it is.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you said...
Hi, this is a message for Gloria Smellens. It's Becky from Radio 1.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Hi, this is a message for Gloria Smellens. It's Becky from Radio 1.
No.
Gloria Smellens.
Yeah.
Yeah. And? Is she going to come on and do something now?
That's it. It's been done. That's it. That's it.
Right.
I'll play it to you once more to see if the penny drops.
Hi, this is a message for Gloria Smellens. It's Becky from Radio 1.
Is Gloria someone I should know about?
It's not happening, is it?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
This is a message for Gloria Smellens. It's Becky from Radio 1.
Got it now?
Some people have been helping me out on the text.
Yeah. Quite a few people are like, how did you not get that? Like Martin in Hull, Robin Guildford, Becky, Gloria Smellens. Spelling it out for you there. Matt in Birmingham, only just got it. Mike Oxlong doesn't get it either on 8119. It's 5-5 with Mills on Radio 1. So that was a spectacular fail there, Matt Fincham. You have failed to annoy Becky because she has no idea how she's been annoyed.
I'm annoying Becky.
No, you're not. The end.
Podcast.
Funeral Party. Podcast. That track is Finale on BBC Radio 1. Or Final. What is it? It's got an E on the end. Finale.
Yeah.
That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's only because the next...
Do you spell final with an E?
No, it's just the next bit that we're doing is about words you can't pronounce properly and it's got me all paranoid. Is there any words that you can't pronounce properly?
Do you remember that band, the Cortinas?
Yeah.
I always used to see it and automatically say Cortinas.
I said that on air once.
What, that's what I did?
No, I said the here are the Cortinas.
And there was one back in the 90s, I think, called Karen Ramirez.
Mm.
And I used to say Karen Ramramay because I couldn't pronounce it right.
Karen Ramramay.
Yeah. Sometimes you just see it and then once you've got it in your head, then you can't get rid of it.
Ever seen Jimmy's Food Factory on the telly?
Yes, that's really good, that show. That's when he... Have you seen it?
I've seen it advertised. I don't think I've actually seen it.
It's like where he gets, like, processed food and tries to recreate them on his farm. So, like, cheese slices and, like, squirty cheese and kind of sausage rolls and all that sort of stuff. And he tries to make it with all the additives and shows you what really goes into it.
Well, you know Jimmy. Jimmy has got one word that he can't say. And the more Jimmy says that word, the more you can't hear anything else at all.
Marshmallows.
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 Marshmallows are filled with thousands of tiny air bubbles. The secret of a successful marshmallow.
Marshmallows.
Marshmallow Man.
Now that's got me thinking. I think I might say marshmallows as well.
Say it again.
Marshmallow. Marshmallows.
You're saying normal. Marshmallow. It's mallow.
No, but that
not
sounds
mellow.
Marshmallow sounds weird now.
No, that is right, isn't it?
Well, marshmallow is right.
Yeah.
But maybe I have been guilty in the past of saying marshmallow. Oh, God.
How often do you have to say it, though?
Not that often. But I'm now worried that I say mellow instead of mallow. Help me out, Jimmy.
Marshmallows.
Marshmallow Man.
Marshmallow Molds.
Marshmallow Man.
Marshmallow.
The marshmallow.
My very own.
Marshmallows.
Marshmallow Making.
Marshmallow Man.
Do you think the marshmallow's nice and squidgy?
What do you reckon your marshmallows have got in common with that big pig there?
And then he goes all Harry Hill, listen.
Now, I like pigs, and I like marshmallows.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
This marshmallow thing is weird now. We're, like, loads of people are questioning whether they're saying it right or not. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe it is marshmallows. I don't know anymore. I've said it so many times in the last 10 minutes. It's doing my head in. It's making my head fizz.
I've had to text PR4L to find out once and for all.
Yeah, she'll know.
And I tried to ring BBC Pronunciation, but they've gone home.
All right, good.
Maybe it's like kebab and kebob, where it depends where
Who
you're
Who says
from.
Kebob?
Americans.
I like a kebab, please.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
What, so you can have a shaved kebab?
Yeah. Edith taught me that.
Really?
I was really excited for ages. I've never ordered one in America, though, because every time I go, I forget.
Fat Baz in Wigan is 27 and is just upset.
What does he say, mellow or mallow?
He's like, what, so it's marshmallow? I've never said that ever. Russell in Birmingham. I'm now finding out for the first time that it's marshmallow. I've been wrong my whole life. I don't know this. Like, we're questioning ourselves now.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Now, yesterday we introduced to Becky for the first time and a lot of you lot, Trapped in the Closet by R. Kelly. Now, I think he started this, he released it in 2005-ish and then continued because there are many, many parts. And a lot of our listeners yesterday thought this was some kind of joke. And that's the great bit about it. It's not a joke, it's deadly serious. And that's what makes it funny. So, just to bring you up to speed with where we are, yesterday, R. Kelly was having it off with someone who's not his wife. Then, her husband comes home. So, as you do in that situation, what do? You jump in the wardrobe, don't you? But, then R's phone goes off and he hasn't put it on vibrate. So, it's going... The husband opens the wardrobe. What do you think is going to happen next? That's where we left it yesterday. Are you excited about this? I really am.
I want it to be something really good, like he opens the door and R goes, surprise! Or like, I don't know, does a whoopee cushion in his face?
Right, well, here's what happens. So, the wardrobe opens. The husband's looking at R. R's looking at the husband.
Well, now he's staring at me like as if he was staring in the mirror.
Yeah, I just said that. You're staring at each other. They're just looking at each other.
Yeah.
Staring each other out a bit.
She yells, honey, let me explain. He says, you don't have to go no further. I can clearly see what's going on behind my back, in my bed, in my home.
Now, not being funny, you wouldn't need to be a genius to work out what's going on. Oh, there's a strange man in the wardrobe.
No,
I can explain.
He could have been fixing it.
Yeah.
Like if the screw was a bit loose or something.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got no proof that R's been in the bed.
Well, maybe that's what happens next. I have no idea. Oh, sorry, I'm just fixing the wardrobe for this young lady.
Then I said, wait a minute now, hold on. I said, mister, we can work this out. She said, honey, don't lose control. I tried to get him to calm down.
Now, what I want to know is, how did he get him to try and calm down? Because it doesn't mention that at all. How did you get him to calm down?
Also, I imagine that if you've just been cheated on, someone telling you, mister, calm down.
Hey, mister, calm down.
It's going to really annoy you.
Just had it off with your wife, but calm down, mister.
Yeah.
He said, oh, I should have known that you would go and do some bogus in my house.
Now, there's a dodgy word in there, so we did have to edit that. And it does sound like, I should have known you would do some bogies in my house.
Yeah. He said, oh, I should have known that you would go and do some bogies in my house.
I say, well, just forget that one. It's not important to the story.
No bogeys?
No, just skip that. Skip that one. Go on to the next one.
But the Christian in me gave you the benefit of the doubt.
Ah, so he's a Christian, this man. So part of him thinks, I think my wife might have a side piece. But another part of him thinks, do you know what? I'm going to trust my wife.
I said we need to resolve this. Then he stepped to me, I'm like, whoa. There's a reason I'm in his closet. He says, yeah, what are you talking, clothes?
Now that is a good line.
I love it that he's still in there. You can't be serious and have a big old argument with someone else's husband when you're still in the wardrobe and amongst a load of skirts.
That's good, though. There's a reason I'm in this wardrobe. And the husband says, why, are you talking clothes? Now that is an amazing, because normally you think of those things that you wanted to say after. Yeah. But that is a good sarcastic reply.
He said we need to resolve this. Then he stepped to me, I'm like, whoa. There's a reason I'm in his closet. He says, yeah, what
why are you talking clothes? Good, that. So, what does R do now to get himself out of trouble?
Met this girl at the Pages Club and she told me she didn't have a man.
That's right, he blames the girl.
But hang on, he's also married.
I know. Oh, no, sorry, mate, she didn't mention you. Sorry.
And then I said, but your chick chose me. His phone goes off and then things get a little more interesting.
Now, is R. Kelly saying he's bored at this point? Because I'm really not. This is interesting already, R. Is he bored, do you think?
I love it that he's been brave enough to go, yeah, your chick chose me.
Yeah. Anyway, his phone goes off. This livens it up a bit. Listen to what happens now.
He steps a little closer. He says, some, I bet you didn't know my man. Did she tell you that I was a pastor?
So he is pastor.
Pastor what?
Pastor.
Oh, a pastor.
Oh, a pastor, sorry.
He steps a little closer. He says, some, I bet you didn't know my man. Did she tell you that I was a pastor?
Right, so he's like a vicar. Which is brilliant news for R. Kelly.
I said, well, good, that's better, right? Why can't we handle this Christian life?
Yeah, let's handle it Christian like.
Because he's been boffing the other one, his wife.
Well, the thing is, if your shorty's husband found you in the wardrobe and he's like David Hay, you'd be worried, right? If he was more like the Vicar of Dibley, let's say, you'd be a lot less worried, wouldn't you?
She started crying, saying, baby, I'm sorry. Then he said, baby, not as sorry as you're gonna be.
Oh, you'll never guess what happens next. This is good.
I started inching out. He says, no, I want you to see this. Said, I gotta get out this house. And I tell her, reveal my secret.
Now, R. Kelly's like, oh, God, okay, I need to be off now. I'm out of here. But then, now the Vicar of Dibley is gonna reveal his secret.
Whose secret? Our secret or the vicar's secret?
The vicar's got a secret. The Vicar of Dibley has a secret which he wants to reveal. R. Kelly was getting bored and was like, I'm going to go off. But now the vicar's got a secret. R. Kelly is interested again.
I'm like, what is going on inside his head? Then he takes his phone and calls somebody up instead.
So now the Vicar of Dibley is calling someone. Guess what the vicar says on the phone? Guess.
Hello?
Hello?
Correct.
Yay!
He says hello.
Hello.
But not just that.
Hello, baby, turn the car around. Listen, I just need for you to get right back here now.
Right, so the vicar is telling someone to come round, to come back here.
Has he got a side piece too?
Who knows?
He looks at me and says, well, since we're all coming out the closet, I'm not about to be the only one that's brokenhearted.
So the vicar has got a big secret as well. This is brilliant.
Someone who can drive.
Yeah.
Who was there and has gone and now is turning around, is answering their phone whilst driving, which you shouldn't
really
be doing.
Hopefully hands-free.
And is turning
around. She said,
around.
What do you mean? He said, just wait and see. I said, somebody better talk to me. And then his phone rings.
So she says, what do you mean? He says, wait and see. And it's all going to go off.
He picks up and somebody says, sweetheart, I'm downstairs. And he's like, I'll buzz you up. I'm on the fifth floor. Hurry, take the stairs.
So the vicar's phone has rung. No, I'm not being funny. If you're on the fifth floor, hurry up and take the stairs.
No, because
that's quite a lot.
When they arrive and R needs an explanation, that person could be like, yeah.
No, I would have said, we're on the fifth floor, hurry up, get the lift. Now, R. Kelly was trying to leave, remember, but now he is properly intrigued.
And I'm like, who is this mystery lady that you're talking to? He says, in time you both will know the shocking truth.
Oh my God, there's going to be a shocking truth any second, but what is it? What is it?
Baby, this is something I've been wanting to get on my chest for a long, long time. He said, wait, I hear somebody coming up the stairs.
Right, they're coming up the stairs. What's the shocking truth? Who is the mystery lady that the Vicar of Dibley has told to walk up five long flights of stairs in a hurry?
She's done it well, quick.
Really quick.
Baby, this is something I've been wanting to get on my chest for a long, long time.
Come on.
He said, wait, I hear somebody coming up the stairs.
So they're coming up the stairs.
And I'm looking at the door. He says, I think you better sit down in a chair.
Well, that's nice, actually, because I've... yeah.
He's allowed out of the closet to sit down in a chair.
I would offer the person that's just walked up five flights of stairs the chair, maybe. That would have been better.
They can have the bed.
Then I knock on the door.
Oh.
He opens the door. I can't believe it's a man. Man.
Man. Oh, my God. It's a man. The Vicar of Dibley has been having it off with a man. This gets better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want part three tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, do you remember we were talking about that rumour that Facebook was shutting down? It's not, by the way, but that was this massive rumour going around the other day. And then we wanted to start our own rumour. And the one that we put out there was that I am going to be DJing at the Royal Wedding later on in the year of actual Prince William. Now, this one's not really taken off, has it? No one actually seems that interested who the Royal Wedding DJ is. There's not been any papers or anything. No one seems to care. So I'm thinking that maybe we start a new rumour, because the Royal Wedding DJ one, it's not really happening. So I'm thinking, how about this as a new rumour that we can spread and get it all over the internet and worldwide, baby? I'm thinking, what do you think about this, Becky? You know what we were saying about Timmy Trendy could be the Royal Wedding Planner?
Yeah.
We need to start this rumour up, I think. We need. Can you get Timmy Trendy, please, to put on his Twitter that he is excited about planning the Royal Wedding this year? And then if loads of people retweet that, then, you know, maybe this rumour could get going a bit more than the other one.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So get Timmy to put it on his Twitter tonight if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, people may try and get in touch with him for interviews and such. I think this could be a good one, because there will be some places in the world where they haven't heard of Timmy Trendy. Only some. Royal Wedding Planner to the stars.
You know me, darling, I'm a real-life fashion czar. Straight out of Stoke-on-Trent, a stylist to the stars. I'm a god of new couture, ambassador of Vogue, of Pret-a-Manger fashions, front row at catwalk shows.
He is Mr. Fashionista.
I don't do fashion, darling, I am fashion.
He is Mr. Fashionista.
My name is Timmy Trend.
I've forgotten how good this actually is.
Fashion to die for.
What, especially these bits that you sang?
Yeah, that's me singing.
Bang on trend, he gives us fashion to die for. Cause he's so bang on
trend.
I think it was dismissed from the playlist too quickly by George, who
this bit's
upstairs.
Good as well.
Fat or slender, gender bendy, get some style, ask Timmy Trendy. Listen, darling, comprehend me, get some style, ask Timmy Trendy. Celebrities all recommend me, get some style, ask Timmy Trendy.
Trendy. Oh, this is a good bit as well.
Hello, and thank you for calling Timmy Trendy.
Hi, Timmy, it's Gok Wan here. Listen, babe.
Gok, darling, haven't seen you since Close Show Live. Sorry I had to dash, was running to Milano to steal Jenny Faulkner. How are you, darling?
Listen, I'm a fashion icon. I've got nothing to wear. I'm gutted. Help me.
darling, this season is all about leather panel jumpers and transparent jumpers.
Gorgeous, fabulous.
Listen to Timmy, darling, and you'll be bang on trend.
Thank you very much.
Now cock off, darling. I'm making a hit record.
Bang on trend, he gives us fashion to die for.
I wasn't meaning to play all of this, but I'm quite enjoying it. So that's the rumour that we need to start up, that Timmy Trendy is now the wedding planner for Prince William and Kate Middleton.
Slender, gender bendy.
Get Timmy to...
Get, what's gender bendy?
I don't know.
Comprehend me, get some style, ask Timmy Trendy.
Get Timmy to tweet that tonight. Everybody retweet it and let's start this new rumour.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.